It was day 13 of the World Cup today, and what a day it was, Matt Montgomery. A lot of exciting action. Two groups were decided. What happened today?
Well, first, Costa Rica and England tied. Costa Rica obviously already through. England with their lowest World Cup finish in a long, long time. Clearly, they can't be happy about that. But it was a meaningless game for them anyway because there's no chance they'd make it out of this group, period. Italy-Uruguay had a little bit of drama first with the red card given to Italy. The player put his stud into the...
pretty rough play, to be sure, yeah.
Yeah, the Uruguayan's knee, basically, just below the knee, use that to pivot around and get the ball. So it was a little tricky, that's for sure. The other big incident, of course, was Luis Suarez, Liverpool striker, Uruguayan player, fantastic, and 2010 World Cup villain, doing it all again, biting the back of a player, basically the player's shoulder, not being caught by the referee, just very controversial circumstance. It's not the first time he's done it either.
No, in fact, it's the third time he's done it.
It's the third time he's been caught, let's put it that way.
Could have been more.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was a pattern he had as a young player outside of the professional leagues.
I actually looked at the Wikipedia page for Luis Suarez shortly after this incident occurred, and a new section popped up for Luis Suarez called Nibbles to Players. Can you read a little bit of that for me?
Yeah.
This is gone now, by the way. You can't find this on Wikipedia.
Oh, it was fantastic. Luis Suarez has been caught on camera making bites with the teeth to different opponents. When he was a player of Ajax in Netherlands, he was suspended for 7 matches due to drawing blood from the shoulder to Otman Bakal, I believe is the pronunciation, from PSV Eindhoven. In April 2013, he furiously bit the arm, it reads, of Branislav Ivanovic of Chelsea. And in June 24th, 2014, today, of course, he bit the shoulder of Italian defender Chiellini in Italy-Uruguay at World Cup 2014. It's just flooring that this is a player who has this pattern of awful behavior. First getting suspended 7 games for that while playing for Ajax, getting suspended 10 games for it in England, getting suspended 8 games just before that for racism. In total, that's 25 matches he's missed, and he's certain to miss more on this world stage.
It's really a shame because he's a great player, but he's had all these incidents in the past. Greece and the Ivory Coast had a great game today. Can you talk a little bit about that?
There's, a little bit of controversy in this one, with Greece winning a penalty late on and winning 2-1 and knocking Ivory Coast out. I suppose Colombia-Japan played a role, too, with Colombia smashing Japan 4-1. It was a group that was pretty wide open, by and large. So to see the winners come out like this is a little surprising. Greece definitely the underdogs in this one.
All right. As always, thanks for coming in, Matt Montgomery, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds great.